感谢主，早晨还给我们这样时间能够聚集在一起。
Thanks be to God, always we have this this opportunity to gather together this morning.
就像诗歌所唱的，无论何情况，让我们都站在主的这一边。
Like the hymn has said, whatever betide, we always on His side.
也让人看见你的忠心。
And let the Lord see that we always be true.
也看神看见你的忠心。
God will see that we are true.
好，我们现在打开马太福音24章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们要念45到47。
Verse 45 to 47.
45到47节，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season?
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing.Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him rule over all his goods.
我们请弟兄姐妹把这个福音啊圣经就放在这里。我们等一下还要读其他马太福音24章的经节。
Next, we will read some other. We will come back to chapter 24.
我们今天要从马太福音24章45节的一句话来和弟兄姐妹来交通。
Today, I will have some fellowship from verse 45.
这里主问了一句话，谁是忠心有见识的仆人呢？
Here the Lord asks, who then is a faithful and wise servant?
这个仆人呢，是为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮的人。
Whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season.
我们要用在这个末后的世代，
At the end time,
我们要来思想神所要的是什么。
We shall consider what God wants.
我们要来预备自己迎接主的再来。
And prepare ourselves for His coming.
我们是要丰丰富富的进入神的国呢，还是在门外哀哭切齿？
Are we entering into the kingdom of God abundantly, or weeping and gnashing of the teeth outside the door?
我们有个祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，还给我们生命气息，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that we still have our being and breath and come before you.
主，你今天仍在寻找那忠心有见识的仆人。
Lord, you are still seeking for the wise and faithful servant.
求主早晨借你的话再来激励我们。
Lord, may we encourage and compel us by your words this morning.
愿我们每个人都愿意做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
So that each and every one of us are willing to be the faithful and wise servant.
来见证你的荣耀。
And testify your glory.
把这一点时间仰望在主的手中。
We command the ensuing time unto your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们知道主问这句话，说谁是忠心有见识的仆人。
The Lord asks, who then is a faithful and wise servant?
因为一个有忠心有见识的仆人，这是一个有福的人。
Because the servant who is faithful and wise is blessed.
这里说到主人来了，那个人是有福的。
Here it says, when the master comes, this one is blessed.
主要派他管理一切所有的。
The master will make him ruler over all his goods.
就是与基督一同作王。
That is to reign with Christ.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是一个得胜者的呼唤。
This is a calling of overcomers.
神今天仍在寻找得胜者。
The Lord is seeking for overcomers.
神的心意是要我们在地上能够做那荣耀的见证。
The heart desire of God is for us to be His glorious testimony on the earth.
当他来的时候，我们可以丰丰富富的进入他。
So when He comes, we can enter into His kingdom abundantly.
感谢主，他还给我们时间。
We thank the Lord that we still have time.
我们也愿意神的旨意能够在我们的身上通行。
We wish that the will of God can be accomplished on us.
让我们在世上警醒地度下我们所余下的光阴。
So that we can be watchful and for the rest of our lives on the earth.
做一个蒙神所喜悦的人。
And to be a blessed and the blessed person who pleases God.
好，现在我们来看马太福音的24章1-3节。
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to 13.
这里一到三节，耶稣出了圣殿，正守的时候，门徒进前来，把殿宇指给他们看。耶稣对他们说：“你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁的。”耶稣在橄榄山坐着，门徒暗暗地来说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些预兆？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”
Verse 1 to 3. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, Do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age?
这是逾越节的前两天。
That is about, that is 2 days prior to the Passover.
主耶稣知道他离世的时间到了。
The Lord knows that he's about to depart.
他还有很重要的话要告诉门徒。
It's very important to tell the disciples.
所以就指着圣殿给他们看。这雄伟高大的殿宇有一天是要被拆毁的。
So he shows this temple, the splendid temple to his disciples. One day it will be thrown down.
门徒实在是不明白为什么，所以就暗暗地来问耶稣。
The disciples did not know why, so they asked him privately.
那时候耶稣是坐在橄榄山上。
At that time, our Lord Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives.
我们来想想这一幅图画。
Let's consider the picture.
耶稣坐在橄榄山，望着雄伟的圣殿。
Our Lord Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives and looking at the splendid temple.
因为我们知道橄榄山跟锡安山是相对的，中间隔着一条溪。
We know that Mount Olives and Mount Zion and they are standing across from each other.
我们主耶稣是从橄榄山升天的。
And our Lord was ascended from the Mount of Olives.
他第二次再来也是要降在橄榄山上。
He will descend on Mount of Olives.
如果你去以色列的话，你可以在橄榄山看到对面的耶路撒冷。可是现在看到的不是圣殿，看到的是一个清真寺。
If you go to Jerusalem, if you stand on the Mount of Olives, you will see Jerusalem. But instead of a temple, you will see the mosque.
他坐在这里，他望着圣殿。
So our Lord standing here and looking at the temple.
我想主的心中定有无限的感慨。
I think there might be a lot of things going through his mind.
因着人的罪孽。神差遣他来到世上来拯救世人。
Because of man's sin, God sent him to the world to save the world.
不但不接受他，还要杀他。
But the world did not accept him, and they
wanted to kill him. 因为我们知道，这是在逾越节的前两天。
We know this is 2 days prior to Passover.
再过几天，主耶稣就要上十字架了。
2 days later, our Lord will go to the cross.
所以他这里告诉门徒说，这雄伟的圣殿。有一天是要过去的。
So our Lord told them this splendid temple will pass away one day.
就像这地上的这一切东西都是要过去的。
Just like the earth and all things in it will pass away.
这里也让我们来思想，我们地上所追求的一切，有一天也都是要过去的。
So he will consider all the things we are pursuing on the earth one day will pass away.
有一天，我们这个生命。也会到一个尽头。
One day, our life will also come to an end.
世上这一切，就像所罗门王所说的，虚空的虚空。
All things on earth, just like King Solomon said, vanity is and vanity, all is vanity.
我们所看得见的都是暂时的，
what
所看不见的才是永远的。
Is temporary. What are not seen is eternal.
感谢主，主借着机会告诉他们，主的降临和世界的末了有什么预兆。
So the Lord told them the signs of the end time and his coming.
让我们继续来读马太24章的4到8节。
Let's continue to read verse 4 to 8.
主耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。因为将来将有好些人卖我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到来。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled.For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
这里告诉我们在主来的预兆。
Here tells us the signs of his coming.
现在不是正在发生吗？
Isn't it happening just now?
民攻打民。国攻打国
Nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom.
多处有饥荒、地震
Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places.
教会受逼迫
And churches are persecuted.
其实这些都是必然要发生的
These things will surely come to pass.
可是主把这些预兆告诉我们，就叫我们要警醒，要站立得住，不要被迷惑，也不要忧愁。
The Lord told us these signs in order to tell us to be watchful, do not be deceived or troubled.
因为这时间是会过去的。
Because this time will pass.
当我们主来的时候
，When our Lord comes,
他会做那最后的审判。
He will finish the judgment.
感谢主把这些告诉我们，让我们能够，就像刚才我们弟兄，他是忧愁。可是呢，主告诉我们不要忧愁。
And thanks be to God, like our brother, that he was troubled, but the Lord told us, do not be troubled.
所以有人问，那时候怎么会来？主什么时候来呢
？So when people ask us when the Lord is coming.
所以在24章的36节这里说到。
So here in 36 it says.
他说但那日子那时辰没有人知道连天上的使者也不知道只不知道唯有父知道
But of that day and hour no one knows not even the angels of heaven nor the Son but my Father only
所以那个日子没有人知道
So that day no one knows
可是这里走到那个时候呢有两个人在田里他会取去一个撇下一个两个女人在推磨会取去一个撇下一个
But here it says Then two men will be in the field One will be taken and the other left Two women will be grinding at the mill One will be taken and the other left
所以我们知道主来的时候是一个做分别的工作
So we know when the Lord comes That's a time of separation
有人要被取去，有人要撇下。
Some will be taken, some will be left.
有人要得奖赏，有人要哀哭切齿。
Some will be rewarded, some will be weeping and gnashing the teeth.
弟兄姐妹，主来的日子是个审判的日子。
Lord, the Lord's day is a day of judgment.
我们今天感谢主还给我们时间。
Thank the Lord that we still have time.
在彼得前书那边说到。亲爱的弟兄啊，彼得后书三章八节说到：“亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看千年一日，主看千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。”
In 2 Peter chapter 3 it says, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing." That with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. But beloved, do not forget this one, the Lord is not lacking concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but he is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
感谢主，他还宽容我们。
Thank the Lord that he is long-suffering toward us.
让我们有时间 还有气息，还有生命可以来预备。
So we still have our being, we still have time, we still have breath to prepare.
所以主在这里寻找，主讲完了这些话，就说谁是忠心有见识的仆人。
So then, after this, the Lord asks, who then is a faithful and wise servant?
感谢主，他告诉我们，他所要的是那个做一个有忠心、有见识的仆人。
Thank the Lord, what He tells us that what He wants is a faithful and wise servant.
如果我们今天在我的心中问，我是那个有忠心、有见识的仆人吗
？If we ask ourselves today, am I the faithful and wise servant?
主的心意是要我们做一个得胜者。
The heart desire of the Lord is for us to be an overcomer.
所以早晨就这三点，我们来看一个主最忠心有见识的仆人的要求是什么。
So today we will see what the Lord requires of the faithful and wise servant from the three aspects.
从四十五节到四十七节这里，我们看到主所要的忠心，这个人是要有忠心。要忠心有见识，而且是个做仆人的人。
So from verse 45, we see that this person is faithful, is wise, and also he's a servant.
第二个，这个人是要为主所派，管理家里的人。
Secondly, he is sent by the master and to be ruler over his household.
这个人是个按时分粮的人。
And he is also the one who gives food in due season.
我们先来看第一点。
The first aspect.
第一，这个人有忠心、有见识，而且是个仆人。
This person is faithful and wise, and is a servant.
在这个 NIV 的翻译在这里，这个忠心是讲是 faithful.
And the English translation it says the person is faithful.
刚才诗歌那个要忠心说是 be true.
The hymn it says translated as be true.
那我们知道。True 就是真理。
We know that true speaks of truth.
主说我就是道路、真理、生命。
The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, the truth and the life.
所以 be true 就是我们要像主，像一样的真实。
So be true means that we should be as true as our Lord.
所以诗歌说，始祖常见你忠心。
So here the hymn says, let the Lord see you always be true.
就是让我们能够活出主耶稣基督的见证。
That is to say that we should live out the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
可这里忠心呢是 faithful.
Here it translated as faithful.
所以这个 faithful 是信心在里面，是有一个信有信心的人才是一个忠心的人。
Here it has faith in it. That means.A faithful person must have faith.
我们知道，在圣经中，摩西是一个忠心的代表。
We know that in the scripture, Moses is an example of a faithfulness.
摩西呢，他一生有三个四十年。
There are three 40 years in Moses' life.
第一个四十年在埃及的皇宫学习。
The first 40 years he studied in the palace of Egypt.
第二个四十年在米甸的旷野。
The second 40 years, he was in a wilderness of Midianite.
然后八十岁蒙召。
And he was called out at age 80.
神在荆棘的火焰向他显现。
And God manifested himself in a burning bush.
他带领以色列人过红海出埃及。
He led the Israelites out of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea.
照着山上的样式建造会幕。
And built the tabernacle according to the pattern on the mountain.
这是一个忠心的人的表现。
This is the manifestation of a faithful person.
他忠于主的托付。
He was faithful to the entrust of the Lord.
主怎么说，他就怎么做。
He did according to what the Lord says.
所以希伯来书说，摩西为仆人，在神的全家承难尽忠。
So in the book of Hebrews it says that Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant.
第二个就是这个有见识的人呢，他是要。而且要这个见识就是智慧。
And secondly, it says be wise. That means to have wisdom.
为什么要有智慧呢
Why this person needs to be wise?
因为有智慧的人才能分辨是非。
Because a wise person can discern right and wrong.
如果一个人有忠心，可是他没有智慧。
If one only have, is faithful without wisdom,
又被迷惑了。
He will be deceived.
我们现在看到世上也很多人，他非常的忠心。
We see nowadays many people are faithful, loyalty, and loyal.
走错道路了，跟错人了。
But they walk on the wrong path and follow the wrong person.
这是很可惜的。
It's very unfortunate.
所以这里讲到，这个人要有忠心、有见识，而且他是个仆人。
So this person needs to be faithful and wise, and also he needs to be a servant.
我们知道，我们在神的家中不是要做老大。
You know, in the house of God, We shall not be the greatest.
主说你们中间谁为大，就要做你的佣人。
The Lord says, whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant.
旧约时代，先知和新约时代的门徒们都是神的仆人。
The disciples in the New Testament and the prophets in the Old Testament are all servants of God.
他们管理神的家，为神说话，传讲神的话语。
They rule over the household and speak for God and convey the word of God.
他们也忠于主的托付，主要他们说，他们就说。
They are faithful to the interest of God. What the Lord asks them, let them see, say, they will say.
所以第一点，一个忠心有见识的仆人，他是有忠心，他是忠心又有见识又有智慧，他是一个仆人。
So this person, first aspect, this person needs to be faithful, be wise, and he needs to be a servant.
第二点，这个人是要为主人所派，管理家的人，家里的人。
Secondly, this person is sent by the master, made ruler over his household.
这里讲到有个主人，有个家。
Here it said there is a master, there is a household.
弟兄姐妹们，有时候我们都忘了，我们是仆人。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we forget that we are all servants.
在神的教会当中，主就是那个主人。
In the household of God, master is the Lord is a master.
其实我们常常说主啊主啊，其实我们就是叫主人主人。
Oftentimes when we call out His name, the Lord, that is we are calling master, master.
当我们叫主人主人的时候，我们要知道自己的身份，我们就是仆人。
When we call him master, master, we should know our position. That is, we are servants.
所以我们都是神家里的人。
We are the servants in his household.
感谢主，神拯救我们，把我们买赎回来，给我们这永远的生命，他有一个更好的旨意。
Thank the Lord. The Lord saved us and bought us at a price and gave us eternal life. He has a good will toward us.
就是我们要做仆人来服侍这个神的家。
That is, we shall be a servant to serve in His household.
所以为主人所派来管理家里的人，这是一个特别的使命。
So this is a special mission and as a servant sent by the master and made ruler over His household.
这里看到神是在寻找，在教会中寻找做带领的人。
So we know that here the Lord is seeking for a person to rule over his household.
有一个维护的心。
And this person should have a heart as a father.
我们在旧约圣经中有很多的例子。
We have many examples in the Old Testament.
摩西他是个领袖，他带领以色列人出埃及。
Moses was a leader. He led the Israelites out of Egypt.
约书亚也是个领袖，他带领以色列人进迦南。
And Joshua was also a leader. He led the Israelites into the cross, into land of Canaan.
大卫带领以色列人寻回约柜，建立以色列国。
David led the Israelites to find the ark and establish the nation of Israelite.
所罗门王带领以色列人建造圣殿。
And King Solomon led the Israelites to build the temple.
所罗巴伯带领以色列人回归。
So Zerubbabel led the Israelites to return.
这些人都是神的仆人。
They were all the servants of God.
在神的家中带领管理家里的人。 带领百姓走神和神心意的道路。
They were made rulers over the household and led the God's people to walk on His path.
所以主今天还在寻找这样的人。
So today, God is still seeking for people like this.
在约翰福音第十章十一节到第十三节。
In John chapter 10, verse 11 to 13.
我们这里主说：“我是好牧人。”好牧人为羊舍命，若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他的，他看见狼来了就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊赶散了羊群，雇工逃走，因为他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and fleesAnd the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep.
在这里主说我是好牧人为羊舍命。
The Lord says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
所以这里告诉我们，我们也要学习主的样式，也要做一个好牧人。
Here the Lord wants us to learn from him to be a good shepherd.
我们在神的家中不是雇工。
We are not hirelings in the household of God.
因为雇工，所谓的雇工是为了工资来做工的人。
A hireling only works for wages.
羊不是他自己的。
The sheep are not his own.
他不会顾念羊的需要。
So he does not care about the sheep.
但好牧人为羊舍命。
But a good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
当我们都还不认识主的时候。
When we did not know the Lord,
我们都如羊走迷。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
是主把我们寻回。
The Lord has found us.
但主的心意不是仅仅停在我们在神的家中做一个被照顾的小羊。
But our desire of the Lord is not for us to be only a sheep that need to be tended all the time.
主要我们长大。
The Lord wants us to grow.
不要做一个吃奶的婴孩。
Do not be babes who only partake of milk.
主要我们学习吃干粮。
The Lord wants to partake of the solid food.
可以为主所派，管理神家里的人。
We can be made rulers over His household.
做一个牧人。
And to be a good shepherd.
我想到彼得。
I thought about Peter.
当主耶稣复活之后。
After the resurrection of the Lord.
在加利利的海边向彼得跟门徒们显现。
He manifested himself at the sea, by the Sea of Galilee to Peter and other disciples.
主耶稣三次问彼得，你爱我比这些更甚吗？
Three times the Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than this?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我是爱你的。
Peter said, Lord, yes, you know that I love you.
所以主就跟彼得说：“你喂羊，我的羊。”
Then the Lord said to Peter, "Feed my sheep."
彼得成了一个受主托付的一个牧羊人。
Then the Lord, Peter has become a shepherd entrusted by the Lord.
他一生喂养主的群羊。
All his life, he feed the sheep.
在五旬节，他被圣灵充满，一篇道就三千人、五千人信主。
He was filled by the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost, and by one sermon, a few thousand were saved.
对他年老的时候，他写了《彼得前后书》。
So at his old age, he wrote First and Second Peter.
在《彼得前书》五章一到四节，他这么说。
In First Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to 4, he says.
这个可以说是彼得一生的写照。
It is a portrait of his whole life.
这里我们看到一个白发苍苍的老人回顾他的一生。
We see that an elder with gray head and looking back his whole life.
他对亚细亚教会中的长老的一个劝勉。
This is his exhortation to the elders of the churches in Asia.
彼得前书五章一到四节，他这么说的：“我这做长老的，做基督受苦的见证。”同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同作长老的，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强， 乃是甘心，不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
这里让我们看到彼得他语重心长的劝勉当初亚细亚众教会的长老们，今天也同样用这些话来劝勉我们。
So the, we see Peter was exhorting the elders in the church of Asia then, and today he's still exhorting us by his words.
我们要做一个牧人。
We as shepherds.
这里彼得说到要牧养你们中间的群羊。
Here Peter says to shepherd the flock of God which is among you.
要照神的旨意。
According to the will of God.
所以不是照我的旨意。
Not according to the will of mine.
是照神的旨意。
According to the will of God.
我们不是要来管辖羊，我们是要来做群羊的榜样。
We are not being lords over those entrusted to us, but being examples to the flock.
这里有一个应许。
Here there is a promise.
当牧长显现的时候。
So when the chief shepherd appears,
我们要得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
We will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
这也是一个得胜者的呼唤。
This is also a calling for overcomers.
所以感谢主，我们要做群羊的榜样。
So, praise the Lord, we shall be an examples of the flock.
第三个，这个人要做一个温良的人。
Secondly, thirdly, that this person should give food in due season to the household.
这个按时温良的人。
Give food in due season.
我们讲到粮呢，我们可以从三方面来看。
Talking about food, we can look at the food in from three aspects.
第一个。就是照顾到弟兄姐妹生活上的需要。
First is to take care of the need of the daily life of our brothers and sisters.
是一个物质上的粮。
It's a material food.
第二个就是主的话。
Secondly, it's the word of the Lord.
因为我们知道主的话就是我们的粮。
We know that the word of God is a bread of life.
第三点就是要分享基督的见证。
Third is to share the testimony of Christ.
就是要活出基督的生命。
To live out the life of Christ.
所以感谢主，把这样的一个托付放在我们当中。
We thank the Lord for this entrust among us.
我们要做一个温良的人。
We shall be those who give food in due season.
在旧约时代，约瑟是一个温良的人。
In the Old Testament, Joseph was the one who gave food in due season.
他用七个公牛积蓄粮食。
He stored grains in seven years of plenty.
所积蓄的粮食呢，可以用来防备要来的七个荒年。
Those are for the next seven years of famine.
所以一个温粮的人，自己一定要先有粮。
So the one who gives food must store food himself.
所以你要照顾身体弟兄姐妹的需要，你一定要有爱心。
So in order to take care of the need of brothers and sisters, you should have love.
神的话也告诉我们，你们若彼此相爱，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒的。
The Lord told us, if you love one another, people will recognize that you are my disciples.
我们彼此相爱，不仅是在话语上。我们在行为上，我们也要有表现。
When we love one another, not only in tongue, but in deeds, but also in deeds.
我们没有爱。
Without love.
可是神就是爱。
We do not have love, but God is love.
就是我们粮的源头。
God is a source of the food.
第二个，我们要学习做一个分享话语的人。
Secondly, we shall learn to share the word of the Lord.
我们借着查经聚会，借着各样的聚会，我们在主的话语上，我们可以彼此的劝勉，彼此的建造。
We can exhort one another and build up one another through Bible study and by the word of God.
我们要爱慕主的话。
We should love the word of the Lord.
我想每周五的查经就是一个很好的学习。
I think every Friday the Bible study is a very good opportunity.
我们要先从主那边得粮，才给弟兄姐妹找到。
We should receive food from the Lord, and then we have something to share.
主耶稣说：“我是生命的粮，到我这里来必定不饿。”
Our Lord Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger."
我们感谢主，我们到主那里去取粮，我们就是一个就能成为一个分粮的人。
Thank the Lord, we get the bread of life from the Lord. Then we can give food in due season.
所以我们不但在话语上要来做一个分粮的人，我们在生命上也要来做一个分粮的人。
So not only in word we need to give food in due season, also in regards to life we shall also give the food.
让人能够从我们的身上看见基督。
So that people can see Christ from us.
所以主也告诉我们，你们行事为人，当以所蒙的恩相称。
So the Lord says, whatever you do, walk as worthy of the calling that you were called.
所以一个分粮的人，是能照顾弟兄姐妹的需要，能够分享主的话语，能够分享基督的生命。
So a person who can give food in due season is a person that can take care of the need of a brother and sister to share the word of the Lord and to testify the life of Christ.
所以主这里告诉我们一条道路。
Here there is a way.
做一个忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们。
Here is a way to be a faithful and wise servant.Whom the master made ruler over his household and gave food in due season.
我们要忠心，我们要有见识，我们要知道我们是仆人，我们知道我们有一个主人，我们要做一个好牧人，我们要做一个按时分粮的。
We should be faithful. We should be wise, and we should be a servant, and also we have a master, and we give.We rule over the household and we give food in due season.
当我们在走这条荣耀的道路的时候，
So we walk on this path of glory.
我们要谨慎。
We shall be watchful.
因为主告诉我们，主要来的时候，有很多的假先知、假基督，各样的苦难。
For the Lord told us, and before He comes, there will be false Christ and false prophets, and many tribulations.
世界的诱惑，人的私欲，人的骄傲，很多时候会把我们带领远离主的道路。
The temptation of the world and fleshly lust, a lot of things will drive us away from the path of the Lord.
所以，当我们在预备自己等候主再来的时候，最后。我们要警醒。
Lastly, when we prepare ourselves for His coming, we should be vigilant and watchful.
警醒就是在真道上要站立得稳。
Be watchful means to stand fast in faith.
怎么警醒呢？借着祷告。
How can we be watchful? That is to pray.
这里在马太跟马可都同样有一句话说：总要警醒祷告。免得入了迷惑，你们心里固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
In Matthew and Mark both says, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation." The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
我们要在真道上站立得住。我们要为自己祷告，也要为众圣徒祷告。
In order to stand fast in the faith, we should pray for ourselves and pray for one another.
这就是警醒。
That is to be watchful.
神的心意是要做主耶稣的做长子的主耶稣带领众子进荣耀里去。
The heart desire of God is to let the firstborn our Lord Jesus Christ and lead many sons into glory.
所以我们总要还趁着有今天，我们要彼此相劝，免得我们迷了路的迷惑。
So we shall exhort one another daily while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sins.
没有警醒的结果是什么呢？
So what's the consequence of not being watched for?
就是被迷惑了。That
is to be deceived.
在最后，我要用一个故事来总结。
Lastly, I want to conclude with a story.
我本来在想，试试用十个童女的比喻呢，这是个。
Initially, I thought to talk about the parables of the ten wise virgins, and through which the Lord told us to be to be watchful.
这是一个正面的故事。
It's a positive story.
第二个就是讲犹大的失败。
Secondly, and another choice will be the failure of Judah.
因为犹大的失败，就是因为他没有警醒。
The reason of the failure of Judah is that he was not watchful.
我讲一下，就借着用犹大的失败，那我们来思想我们这个人。
So now we will consider our condition through the failure of Judah.
在圣经中，我们一提到。 犹大的失败，我们就说犹大软弱。
When we talk about the failure of Judah, we oftentimes we say Judah was a weak.
那我们来看一下这个犹大的失败。
Let's look at the failure.
我们知道犹大是主所拣选的12个门徒中的一个。
We know Judah was among the 12 disciples chosen by the Lord.
他是主特别拣选的门徒之一。
He was one of the disciples elected by the Lord.
他也是神的仆人。
He was also a servant of God.
圣经提犹大提的不多。
The scripture did not mention Judah often.
没有讲很多犹大的故事。
Did not talk about him a lot.
一直到主受难的那一周才讲到犹大。
Until the last week, the week before.
这里讲到。 犹大是主派你来管理钱财的。
Here it says, Judah was in charge of money.
主拣选十二个门徒的目的是要来，他们来传承他的工作。
The purpose of the election of the 12 disciples is to take up the mission of the Lord.
可以来转讲神的福音。
And so that they can proclaim the gospel.
然而犹大。 不但没有在至圣的真道上长进，最后竟然还卖主。
But Judah did not only did he not grow in the holy faith, in the end he betrayed the Lord.
就是因为他不够警醒。
That is because he was not watchful.
因着肉体的软弱，被吼叫的狮子撒旦给吃了。
He was devoured by the roaring lion, Satan, because of the weakness of the flesh.
我想主知道犹大。
I think the Lord knew that Judah loves money.
他心中所想的就是钱。
All he thought was money.
主就让他管钱。
And the Lord asked him to manage the money.
学习让他在小事上忠心。
So let him learn to be faithful in small things.
在钱财上来试炼他。
And try him in the matter of money.
可是约翰说他是个贼。
But in the Gospel of John, here it says. He is a thief.
说他藏取其中所存的。
He was a thief and had the and had the money box and used to take what was put in.
犹大对主的托付不忠。
So we see here that Judah was not faithful to the Lord's interest.
也没有智慧来对付钱财的引诱。
And he also did not have the wisdom to confront the temptation of money.
有机会进了他的心，成了撒旦的工具。
So Satan entered into his heart, and he became the instrument of Satan.
为了30块钱把主给卖了。
And betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver.
其实主是有多次要给犹大机会悔改的。The
Lord gave Judah many opportunities to repent.
这末世的预兆是在逾越节宴席之前，主跟门徒说的。
the sign of the end time. That was what the Lord told the disciples at the Passover feast.
就是刚才我们讲的，告诉门徒要预备，要警醒，做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
He told the disciples to be watchful and to be vigilant, to be a faithful and wise servant.
犹大听了主的话，我想他心中一定有些感动的。
I think Judah might be touched a little bit after he heard the Lord's words.
他心里想，我要做一个有忠心、有见识的。
He might thought about it. He wanted to be a wise, faithful and wise servant.
可是他心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
But the spirit was indeed willing, but his flesh was weak.
他没有警醒祷告，及时回头，失去了一次悔改的机会。
He was not. He did not watch and pray, and repent. So he lost the opportunity to repent.
可见钱财在犹大的心中是有多大的力量。
So now we see that the power, how great the power of money to Judah.
钱财让他在真道上迷惑了。
That money deceived him and dragged him away from the faith.
我们不也像犹大一样吗？
Are we not also like Judah?
常常听了主的话，心中有感动。
Sometimes we're touched by the word of the Lord.
可是回头就忘记了。
But we turn back and we forget.
照样爱我们所爱的，做我们所做的。
We still love what we want to love and do what we like to do.
在逾越节的晚餐，主又给犹大一次机会。
At the evening of the Passover, the Lord again gave Judah one last opportunity.
当时耶稣和十二个门徒正在吃饭。
The Lord was dining with his 12 disciples.
耶稣说，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。
The Lord says, one of you will betray me.
门徒们就忧愁。
And the disciples were exceedingly sorrowful.
他们或许不知道为什么有人要卖主呢。
They did not understand why there is anyone who should betray the
Lord. 所以就一个一个地问主说，主，是我吗？
So each of them began to ask the Lord, Lord, is it I?
卖主的犹大也问说，拉比，是我吗？
The Judah also asked, Rabbi, is it I?
耶稣特别回答了犹大说，你说的是。
Our Lord answered him, you have said it.
我不知道犹大当初听了耶稣这句话，他心里是怎么想的。
I do not know what Judah was thinking of, was thinking.When he heard the Lord's answer, the Lord said, "You have said it. You are the one who betrayed me."
在这样的光景中，犹大可以仍然硬着心走自己的道路。
In this occasion, he can still harden his heart.
当我们不够警醒的时候，我们就是撒旦魔鬼的工具。
When we are not watchful, we are the instruments of Satan.
我们也常常处在一个征战里面。
And so oftentimes we are in this spiritual warfare.
保罗在罗马书告诉我们，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Paul tells us in the book of Romans, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
犹大在这里，他体贴肉体，他爱钱财，他还是走自己的道路。
Here Judah is carnally minded, and he's mindful of money.
我们也不是像犹大一样常常体贴肉体失败了。
Are we not like Judah? Oftentimes we are carnally minded and fail.
在最后晚餐之后，门徒和耶稣和门徒在客西马尼园祷告。
After the dinner of the Passover, and the Lord Jesus and the disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
这时候犹大在哪里呢？
Where is Judah now?
他去和祭司长协议要捉拿耶稣。
He went to council with the chief elders, chief priests to.
所以在科西马尼园的时候，主对门徒说了这句话。
So in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord told the disciples,
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Watchful and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
这句话好像是讲给犹大听的。
As though the Lord was speaking to Judah.
犹大 却不在那里。
But Judah was not there.
主在祷告，他在筹划怎么捉拿主。
The Lord was praying, but he was preparing to betray him.
那我们再想一想，当犹大带人来抓耶稣的时候。
So when Judah took those people here to arrest Jesus.
这个时候，我们的主仍然是爱犹大的。
Even at this moment, our Lord still loved Judah.
因为犹大给那些捉拿耶稣人的暗号是：我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他。
So the sign of the hint of Judah to those who arrest him is that the one whom I kiss, that is the one.
犹大来到主的跟前，就说：“请拉比安就与他亲嘴。”
And Judah came before the Lord and he said, "Peace to Rabbi." And then he kissed him.
到这个时候，主还跟他亲嘴。
Even at this moment, our Lord kissed him.
难道主不知道这是犹大的计谋吗？
Did the Lord not know that this is a scheme of Judah?
主真是爱世间每一个属他的人，他就爱他们到底。
So the Lord loves the one who are His. He will love them to the end.
主爱犹大，一直到最后一刻。
The Lord loved Judah until the last moment.
所以犹大就是让主伤心。
And so Judah saddened the Lord.
我们有时候也像犹大一样，真是求主怜悯。
Oftentimes we are just like Judah. May the Lord have mercy to us.
当主被抓之后，犹大后悔了。
After the Lord was arrested, Judah was remorseful.
他后悔了。
He regretted.
可是呢，他没有去找耶稣，而是去找祭司长。
But he did not go to Jesus, but he went to the chief priests.
他没有真实的悔改。
He did not truly repent.
真实的悔改是到神的面前，不是到人的面前。
A truly repent is to come before God, not before man.
所以犹大最后的结局就是吊死。
So his ending is that he
在黑暗里哀哭切齿。
So he hanged himself and weeping and gnashing the teeth in the darkness.
所以在约翰一书告诉我们，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱护的心就不在他里面。
So First John tells us, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
在日常生活中，我们也常常被这个世界试探。引诱不够警醒，迷惑了。
We are often tempted and deceived, and by in the world, we are not watchful enough.
为了世上的好处，把主给卖了。
And we even betray the Lord for the gain, worldly gain.
我们在这条成圣的路上，要学习做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
So we should learn how to be a faithful and wise servant on this sanctification.
免得路人迷惑。
Way of sanctification and watch and pray lest we enter into temptation.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们心中都有一个犹大。
We all have an answer.
我们心中都有一个爱世界的犹大。
We all have a Judah in ourselves.
可是主的心意是要我们做仆人，做牧人，做一个好牧人。
But the heart desire of God is for us to be a shepherd.To be a servant, to be a good shepherd.
而不是做雇工。
Not a hireling.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
主来的日子近了。
The Lord's coming is at hand.
望远这个世代，民攻打民，国攻打国。
This generation, the nation, rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom.
到处饥荒、地震。
There are famines and earthquakes in various places.
这是一个末日的预兆。
This is a sign of the end time.
主来的日子近了。
His coming is at hand.
他来的日子是个审判的日子，也是个奖赏的日子。
The day of his coming is a day of judgment, also is a day of reward.
我们是不是准备好迎接主的再来？
Are we prepared? Are we ready for his coming?
主所要的是要我们做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
What the Lord wants is for us to be a faithful and wise servant.
管理神的家，按时分粮。
Rule over his household, give food in due season.
我们要离开基督道的开端，不要再做一个吃奶的婴孩，学习吃干粮。
We should no longer be babes that can only partake of milk, but to partake of solid food.
在神的家中学习做一个牧者。
We shall learn to be a shepherd in the household of God.
其实在家中也可以学习做牧者。
And you can also learn to be a shepherd in your household.
因为家里的人也是主托你管的人。
And your family is also entrusted by God to you.
不是我们的，但是呢，靠家给我们力量的，我们凡事都行。
It's not that we can, but we can do all things through Him who gives us strength.
主自己那群羊的大牧人。
Lord Himself is the chief shepherd of the flock.
我们趁着还有今日，我们彼此劝勉，警醒度日。
So exalt one another as it is still called today.
让我们能够在真道上能够站立的稳，我们能够警醒祷告，也为众圣徒祈求。
So that we can stand fast on the holy faith, we can be watchful and pray, and also pray for all the saints.
我们也愿意像那五个聪明的童女，预备油迎接新郎的到来。
Also, we are willing to be the five wise virgin to prepare oil for the bridegroom.
因为我们都能够丰丰富富的进入神的国，而不是在门外哀哭切齿。
May we all enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.Instead of weeping and gnashing of teeth outside.
今天神仍在寻找那忠心有见识的仆人。
Today God is still seeking for the faithful and wise servant.
谁是那忠心有见识的仆人？
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?
最后我要用帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节到二十四节来做个结束。
I will end with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 to 24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三、二十四节，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵、仪魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。那召你们的本是信实的，当必成就这事。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it.
谁是那忠心有见识的仆人？
Who is a faithful and wise servant?
这是一个得胜者的呼召。
This is a calling of the overcomer.
靠着我们自己不行。
We cannot do this by ourselves.
可是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那招我们的本是信实的。
He who calls us is faithful.
必成就这事。
Who also will do it.
我们来等祷告。
Have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
人的话语是何等的有限。
How limited is the word of man.
主，实在是愿意你的心意向你的众儿女们能够来说得清楚。
Lord, may you reveal your heart desire to your children.
你把这一条得胜的道路指给我们。
You have shown us this way of overcoming.
就是做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
That is to be a faithful and wise servant.
为神所派管理家里的人。
The master made him ruler over his household.
做一个按时分粮的人。
To be the one who gave food in due season.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们不能。
We cannot do this.
可是靠着那召我们的，我们就能够走这条道路。
But we can walk on this path by Him who called us.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.